The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute.
Hi, this is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. Going to come at you here with another quote. Hopefully these things are helpful. I know they have been for me and are for me. Success has many fathers, but failure remains an orphan. This quote can be traced back in various forms to a guy, I think it was a guy, named Tacitus in the year 98 AD. It's an idea that's been around for a while. Success has many fathers, but failure remains an orphan. Why do we find it so difficult to accept responsibility for failure, but we clamor for being recognized for a big win or something that goes right? I think that's what they're trying to say here. This same quote's been revised over the ages, and recently, as recent as the last century, was used by then President Kennedy during the Bay of Pigs incident, which was a colossal failure. They say when you bear the weight of failure that you're manning up, but I don't really think it has anything to do with gender. Also, I don't think this challenge is one we're going to overcome instantly or easily or in like flipping a switch. Likely, this challenge is overcome by degrees. Even so, it's better to face the fact of failure and weakness head on. Not to be prolonged unnecessarily or, you know, hiding from things we've done wrong, dodging our responsibility. It's uncomfortable accepting responsibility for failure, but it's very necessary, especially if we intend to grow in responsibility. I've heard it said, and I believe it, until you're willing to accept responsibility for failure, you're not ready to accept responsibility for success. This is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me or us, please do so at fxmissions.com or on most social media channels at FX Missions. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute. If you have a leadership question, send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com. That's feedback@engagingmissions.com.